SW Mobile.
Good morning, Al. How are you doing this morning? KN4TFW.
Today.
Well, that's a good thing. Yep, doing well. It's finally Friday.
Hey.
You got that right.
What about my fight?
X on that one.
Last night, a friend of mine called me. He had an old Chevy with an old cast iron cage transmission, and the yoke was the seal. And I said, "Well, they couldn't figure it out because it didn't belong in the truck." So I had to look it up. I had to tell the other friend of mine, a park guy. So I told him what it was, and I think I found it.
That's a good deal.
Well, it doesn't belong. I don't care if it belongs. It is. How do you know it's in there? Because I put it in there. So the, you know, the old, they use the F-350 diesel. I mean, not the Ford. They use it in the Fords, that big cast iron case training.
Yeah, not really familiar with it. Last Ford I had was back in the early 80s.
Yeah, they use this training.
Yeah, I never had a diesel. I just had that, it was a 4-speed overdrive manual they made in 79.
Yeah, granny gear in it.
Nah, this one didn't have a granny gear in it. It had like a, I don't know, fourth gear was kind of like a fifth or a sixth. It was a real high ratio. And then, boy, if you ever pulled anything in that high gear, that bearing in that transmission was going out.
Well, let me tell you something that you probably don't know.
So what's that?
If you started making ridiculous standards, the government did, and the only way they could do it was they tried to see what happens in those Fords. They ran such a low gear, they're running like 3-8 gears or some ridiculous, you know, in a truck. So if you think about it, do you know what 70% of main bearing failure is caused from?
I was too young to know. I pulled a car, I don't know, 400 or 500 miles, and then used that high gear on the highway, and then about 2 or 3 months later, that bearing went out, and then I did it again doing something else, and the bearing went out.
Take the main bearing of the engine out, or break the crank. Actually, the teacher and I were talking about all that stuff. Put more gear in the rear, you'd be fine.
If I'd have known, you know, and just kept it in third gear, it'd been fine.
And for overdrives, it saves the fuel. So, but you got to realize that, you know, back, the government knows nothing about nothing. And they don't do anything well. So I think government doesn't screw things up.
Cars are cheaper and cheaper and lighter and lighter. And I got the same gas mileage in 79 out of a full-size V8 as I do out of this one. So, I mean, they didn't really change anything. You know, I got better gas mileage out of an 02 350 Trans Am with a 6-speed manual than I do in this thing.
Those airbags are too dangerous. They're way too dangerous. They got to get rid of them because they're not going to fix them. And, you know, like the problem with the tailgate they had with the tailgate failing because things fall out of the truck. Ford didn't fix it. Prius. Or not a Prius, a Volt. You want a 2014 Volt or 16. What's it, 2016 is what? 8 years now?
Better.
Doesn't make it easy. rebuild it. My buddy, Stan, did it, and they had to fix it. And the Chinese parts are always failing in that thing. Chinese junk.
That old pot metal.
Metal from us. 30% scrap and steel. Coke, which is coal. Here's one.
I'm not even out of Greer yet. I'm just getting started. I'm a few minutes early, but I think I'm going to swing by one of these shops and get me a biscuit.
Pretty good.
Morning. Oh, man, I bet it's been 6 or 8 months since I stopped by in the morning to pick up a biscuit.
Good. I like them. You know what's a real cool mix if you're going to make biscuits? It's Anchemire Traditional. You can still get it. That's a really good mix.
Where I'm stopping at this morning yet.
She hasn't moved us.
Right now it's finding this one that's open at 5:30. Sometimes, you know, with the COVID and everything, they hadn't been open until later. TFW.
Good morning. I hate out waiting on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday they were real late, and Thursday they were real early.
You just can't win, can you?
I'm for losing.
Good day.
About 45 minutes away from being done. Might be just a smidgen longer.
Got to talk to Mike one afternoon this week. He was getting off. Got to talk to Tim for a minute too. I guess he was quarantining at home and happened to hear me on the radio.
Staying home, and Mike, as far as I know, he's over it and had family come up. So how are they doing?
Good. And then, like you said, Mike's brother was coming up, so he was spending the week with him and that, so everything was doing good. Andrew's truck broke down yesterday on the way to work again and that, so I haven't heard him on the radio this morning yet. And talked to a couple of new operators yesterday morning, Patrick, and man, I don't remember the other guy's name down in Anderson.
It might work out so we can get us a big old round table.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Fucking 1st of February, our papers are supposed to be on site no later than 11:30.
Yeah, you'd be sitting at the house drinking coffee by 4 a.m.
Sitting there talking to the dog and I'd be lost.
You're going to have to get you a 2-meter set up in the house to stick your magnetic base up on top of the roof and go with it.
So, I need to get set up and get it up in the air. Get me another power supply and I'll be ready to go.
CFO.
Y'all doing?
Yeah, well, I see the truck ain't fixed yet.
I wasn't going to throw the antenna in the window, and I finally decided to do it. See if anybody was on
it. It'll let me pick you up and take you to work yesterday. I mean, I was within 100 yards of where you were when I turned to get on the interstate, and Mama could have slept in.
We stopped and got the boys some biscuits. And I wandered on into work once I got there, so it wasn't too bad at all. I mean, once the guy come towed it off, then she took me on to work.
We'll get on the radio and get to know him a little bit, and maybe he'll be on a little bit more in the mornings. And picked up another new one right there towards the end. I forget what his name was. He was down in Anderson. Roger that. Hey, I'm going to stop up here and grab me a biscuit. I hadn't done that in months and that, so I'll just be quiet for just a few minutes. KN4TFW.
We'll be pulling in the plant here soon. I just want to tell y'all good morning. 7-3, both at KO4CES, and I'll be clear.
Andrew, 732.
How are you guys doing today? See if I got it.
That's KN4NAB, Friday.
TNAM supply. You could use, as long as you don't turn a transfer way up, it would work fine.
Appreciate it, but I'll give me one. I'll hook up that old Kenwood mobile I got, this 50 watt 2 meter. Tie it into the J pole and start running my mount.
Good. You really don't have to get it that high either. They would do very well. They're a little bit directional, but not too bad.
KN4TFW.
Got you a good biscuit.
I just swung into Hardee's and got me a sausage, egg, and cheese. That ought to hold me.
You should have went to Bojangles and told them to put some of that pimento cheese on.
Pimento cheese fan.
And spicy, and it'll light you up.
Yeah, I ain't too much on all of that. My stomach can't handle it anymore.
Problem with? A little bit of apple cider vinegar.
Good. I think years ago, I'd mix it with some water and dilute it real good.
There you go.
Everybody start talking at the same time. KN4TFW.
We're just giving you time to get that biscuit down.
I'll start on it till I get to my desk.
Cup of coffee always goes good. I see a biscuit here, I'm good as you.
I have to go and get me a bow biscuit now after I get done.
Where's Mike? We can make him go.
I hear that he had already eaten my biscuit, so I'll just get it myself. Plan for this weekend.
I don't think we got anything planned. Mama's got to work like 5 to 8 tonight, and then she's off on Saturday, so I don't know if we'll be going somewhere or what we'll be doing.
I'm sure she'll find something for you to do.
Right on that one.
Forgot married.
Spend a lot of time together because she's always working in the evening, so it, you know, it makes it kind of nice when we get to do some stuff together.
Yeah, I'm just not that kind of person because I'm the kind of person who never likes getting tied down. That's why I never had kids to deal with. Well, it didn't really matter anyway.
Maybe Friday. Ken, when we're going to start having some QSO parties?
I'll start doing some contesting together.
Affirmative.
Yeah, tomorrow just depends on what Mama's got going. And like I said, I got a guest in the radio room, so I just got to, you know, make sure she's not in there and that. But we might can work out something.
Get anybody come between you and your radio?
I had to work this morning, and that because she was getting ready as I was leaving. Well, you remember that car on the side of the road? Yep, still there.
Make any sense?
I never saw one stay on the side of the interstate that long. Thinking about it for over a week, and I know it was there a week before we even talked about it.
Don't smell right.
Finally got all of his stuff moved down from Connecticut. One of his buddies brought down a big old trailer with all of his shop equipment and 2 motorcycles and all kinds of stuff.
We're going to Connecticut.
Yep. To live up there.
Chicago if you're going to end up in jail.
For my technician's operator book to read up on it, see if he thought he might be interested. He's thinking he might be. Same with my boss.
I'm interested, and let's get them hooked. I know for a few minutes when I got home yesterday, and the first station I heard was a Japanese radio station.
Was it in a QSO, or was he calling CQ?
This was a regular music radio station.
Like, not on a set schedule, you know what I mean? They're on at certain hours, and then they're on different frequencies, and they just move around a lot. I can't quite understand that, or I just don't know all I know about it.
The Outlaw Station.
You know what happens if you build the power radio station over in England?
I was busy folding and putting the paper in the box.
A friend of mine got the engineer, broadcast engineer, came over here, and he had his license over here, so he was messing around and built a little bootleg station, just playing around a little bit, and come to find out, he had 20 years, so he had to split it in England. They almost expedited him from the United States. Jail.
Over there.
Well, they're a little ridiculous, too. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I would never run without a license. I mean, that's not something that you do. But some people, I'll tell you what, you know what the fine is for jamming an amateur air repeater in this country right now? $150,000. Yeah, I would never do that anyway. Although, one time our key got stuck. Cat pushed the transmitter key down on the microphone once. It took us a while to figure it out. On the phone, and they heard, oh, wait a minute, I didn't realize that. They all started laughing.
It's funny, these guys that are on the box, and they'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden they'll doze off to sleep, and all you hear is snoring.
It's not a good idea. The problem was that one of my transfers, so what I finally did is I hooked the microphone clip, and then I realized, ooh, okay. The transmitter is unboxed. I didn't know it. Once I pulled the microphone, it shut the transmitter right down. I called Dave and poor DJ Duncan and said, can you tell me how to get out of that? Luckily, I got out of it. Like box, I never did.
All righty.
It only takes a second, you know. It's just, I just don't like it. Done.
I got maybe 15 minutes left, maybe 20 at the most. But surely, one paper at a time.
So then, work my right arm a little bit, draw a paper, and see how I can do with it. I'm done.
You have to be careful, though. When, years ago, when the Sunday paper was nice and big and thick like it's supposed to be, I threw a paper and I didn't see the man's cat going to jump out behind a tree, hit that cat upside the head and broke his neck.
That's a darn thing. And I guess it's expensive toilet paper.
The car broke down on up against the median wall. Looks like he's changing the tire right in the area where the lanes are necking down for the construction.
We might get hit.
Getting done pretty quick, and he might get out of there before the traffic gets bad. In another 15 minutes, it'll be all backed up there.
Four ways on?
Yeah, he's got his lights on. I saw him. He's at least the tire that he's changing is up against the wall, and that, so maybe he'll be all right.
In trouble one time. I got pulled over one time by a police officer up in Danbury. My friend, we pushed the car. He hammered. I couldn't push it, so he stuck me in a car. And all, the battery was out there, the diesel. I popped the door, did it. And I got my cane between the teeth. And I said, oh, boy. I said, you know what? I said, so I turned the wheel a little bit and got into the ditch because I heard the cop, you know. So he looks, I rolled down the window. And he says, is it a problem? Well, a little bit. And he looks at me and he says, I don't believe what I'm seeing. He looks at my wife, Kane, and he says, he goes, do you know your friend's name? I said, yeah. I said, Pat Stewart. He said, reach in the glove compartment, get a receipt. I go in there. I pulled the wrong piece of paper out. He starts laughing. Okay, I'll go get him, he said. I would have got 15 tickets. It would have been $1,500 a whack.
I'm down the road here to the gate. So I'll say 73 to you guys and hope you guys have an awesome day today and a good weekend and be safe. And Ed, I'll try to catch up with you maybe tomorrow or at least sometime this weekend and we'll do a little bit of radio in together and that. So you guys have a good one. KN4TFW 73.
I'm glad you made it in safe. Go in there and enjoy that biscuit with a cup of coffee. And don't work too hard. And if I don't catch you this weekend, y'all have a good one. And tell Miss Susie I said hello. So 73 is KM4 and 18.
We're finally getting closer, but your signal's doing good.
Three more customers and the fat man can go home.
I just want to make sure. I want to see if I hear you all the way.
No problem all the way, because I don't live but like 7 miles from my last street that I'm on right now.
4 minutes. 5 minutes. Half an hour for 1 minute a mile. So, 7 minutes. That's right. Clear.
All right, Al, you have a good one, and have a good weekend. Hopefully catch you maybe over the weekend or first thing Monday. So KM4 and AP, sending 73.